quick question?
Yeah.
Before you start?
Yes.
What was the final thing of yesterday of how long you wait? Was it basic of 72 minutes?
For food, we said yesterday for food, you know, if you're unsure, you can go with the 72-minute slot. I mean, because you can't always tie
it. Not sure if you're hungry enough?
Well, because sometimes you just didn't eat it enough the first time, so you were hungry, you know, a minute later. But that doesn't mean that your food digested, right? So it's so therefore we said if you wait 72, you're okay. If you're unsure, if you're still full from your meal, then you can still bench. Okay, but we'll talk later on. We get to Kuftzadi. We'll talk about drinks. Okay, so he starts off here in Aleph, page 179. Berachas hamazon nemara b'chalosh, and benching can be said in any language. Dechsiv, Mishmur says in Aleph, Dechsiv, uvei rachta, you bless Hashem, b'chalosh tam b'varach, any way you know how to bless him. V'davka shemeiv and boso haloshen, that's assuming you understand that language, right? Meaning the fact that you have an English translation, you can read English, you can't read Hebrew, but you don't speak English, that's not going to help you. The cause of Abach b'simen kuf tzadi gimel, the kol zem mitzad hadin, right? That's mitzad hadin. L'mitzvah min ha-mufcher, b'lein in davka lashon ha-kodesh, right? But ideally, it should be b'lashon ha-kodesh. And we mentioned this before when we talked about Shemon Esrei and other brachos, because on brachos and the scholes were all, you know, put together by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. There's so many holy kavanas in each bracha that's being made, that when you do the English, all you're doing is reading a translation. And that's not going to get you any special credit, you know, with whatever Yanchek knows, all the Kavanas Yanchek and Esagdola had. So therefore, ideally, it should be Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't speak Lashon HaKodesh, right? You don't understand it, right? So fine. So if you need an English translation so you can go ahead and look back and forth, that's fine. But even if you don't want to do that, just saying it in Hebrew is definitely better, even without understanding. Kasev b'sefer achinuch, kol hazar b'berachas hamazon mizonosav mitzuyos lo kol yama b'kavod, someone who is careful about berachas hamazon, right? His food will always be available to him b'kavod, right? So there's that story, that famous story, about a fellow who, I think, when he was in yeshiva, maybe, maybe it was in Lublin, and, right, Rav Meir, right, Shapiro came and told him over this chinuch, right, and he took it to heart. And from then on, he always used to bench, you know, with a lot of kavana, right? It would be slowly, every word was slow, clear, looking in a sitter. And then the Holocaust came, and he was zoche, or the way the story actually goes is that he was ended up in Eretz Yisrael. And some chashuv person heard him bench and say, well, that's pretty impressive benching, you know, to take all that time and looking inside and saying it clearly and slowly, right? So he told him when he was a kid, this is what Meir Shapiro told him. And what happened in the Holocaust, so I forget which concentration camp he was in, but he ended up working in the kitchen. So you worked in the kitchen, you definitely had your mizonos of more readily available than if you weren't in the kitchen. At some point in his existence over there, one of the Nazi commanders was like really upset that there was this Jewish guy who did not look so scrawny. So he felt that he was, you know, taking more than his rations from the kitchen. And he decided he wanted to punish him. But he didn't want to just do like, they never just wanted to just punish you. So he brought him outside. And he said, you know, I want you to go. You're such a strong-looking guy. I want you to go dig a ditch, right? I forget, it was, 3 meters by 1 meter by another meter, right? And you have 2 hours to do it. And here is a spoon to dig it with. I basically gave him an impossible task. So this fellow doesn't know what to do with himself. Obviously, he can't do that, right? As he's standing, right, this ditch that he was supposed to dig, right, he was near the roadside, and while he, while he was there, there were some German soldiers that saw him, there, and they basically pelted him with all sorts of, I guess, their leftover produce. You know, they threw their tomatoes at him and their potatoes and, you know, onions. They just decided to pelt him with whatever vegetables they had in the truck. So meanwhile, he's now standing there next to his ditch with all these vegetables there. 10 minutes later, a Polish truck of soldiers goes by and they see all these vegetables. And they said, "We want these vegetables." He says, "I'll make you a deal. You dig me a ditch with these measurements, you can have all the vegetables." So they went out, they had their own shovels and equipment. They dug him the ditch in 10 minutes. There was like 10 guys. They took all the vegetables. And the Nazi guy came back and couldn't believe that he dug the ditch. And he had no choice but to let him back into the kitchen, even though he couldn't figure out how it happened, right? But this person said he feels that because of this idea of Kolazar B'Berachas HaMazon, Mizonos of Mitsuyoslo, he was zoche to survive the Holocaust with Mizonos Mitsuyoslo and to really lead the rest of his life after that. So there's a firsthand story of someone who actually fulfilled this and saw the blessings come true. Okay. Goes on to say, V'medaktik yizor levarach l'chatchila toch ha-sefer. Right? The medaktik should always bench from a sitter, v'lo bal peh. We know that was Rashach's big advice, right? He often told it over at Rabbi, when his son-in-law was here, Bergman, right? He mentioned it a few times, that you want a schus for yourself, go bench from a sitter, right? His father-in-law would always say that that's a good thing to do. And kasa b'sefer chasid, the ma'isa b'echad shemes, nizgala b'chalom le'echad, b'krov v'amar lo, b'chol yom don rosi, al shalai yisi medaktik levarach, kol ha-brachas b'kavonas ha-lev, ayin shom. Right? So, again, Mishabru throws it in here. It's really true for all brachas. But any time, you know, I mean, he's giving this lesson that the person got into trouble because not every bracha was said with kavana. Sometimes brachas just fly out of our mouths. And, you know, this is to teach us that brachas should never fly out of our mouth. We should, you know, before you make a bracha, right, we usually grab a food first and then we just start, you know, spitting out a bracha. But realistically, we should go ahead and actually pay attention to what we're making the bracha, Baruch Hashem, and certainly on what the bracha is, you know, Shakol Nyeb Divaro, that everything is, you know, from your mouth. So, okay, very, very important Mishnah Berurah here. Okay, Beis. Tzarech sheyashmia la'ozna mashmo tibisfasa of a person when he benches should make sure that he is able to hear what he's saying, that it should be loud enough from his voice. But if you say it, again, in a whisper that you can't even hear, your yotze, right? You can't think it. It has to be enunciated. But if you enunciated it very quietly, that works. Okay, so he says in Beis, Bisfasav, Avlim hear her belibo lo yotze. But if he was mahar, he just thought it, that doesn't count. Now, we'll see what that means, right? He says that if you have no choice, the only way to bench is in your heart, right? You will be yotze. Now, what does that mean? You know, there was a shiloh that came up in, you know, with the shuvu schools, right? A bunch of, you know, it's a lot of Russians, and the kids become frum usually long before their parents do. So there's a shiloh that was asked, right? The parents are very, and the parents, they're not frum at all, and some of them are anti-religion, but they know it's a much better school than the public schools in Israel. And therefore, they put up with the religious stuff, but they just don't want to put up with that stuff at home. And a girl had asked the question, can she go ahead? The only place she can bench privately is in her bathroom. And she wanted to know if she can bench in the bathroom, right? So the answer was no, you can't. But someone like that who it's mamish and onus, okay? If they have no other choice for their own safety, they can go ahead and bench behirhor. However, it doesn't mean that you're really yotze. We paskin hero doesn't really work. It's not like saying it. At least do that. Have it in mind if you can't otherwise bench. Kadosh Baruch Hu yikba lo sachar avrezeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you reward as if you benched. right? Because you're doing all you can do. Now, what does it mean you're not Yotze? You get the reward for it. So what does that mean? If there is a possibility where you could bench now, so if you are unable to bench, but eventually you have a spot where you could bench, so you did the Hirhor thing, right? We're going to tell you to go bench as soon as you can. That's what it means. You're not, if you were Yotze, you know, really Yotze, then obviously you wouldn't have to do that, but you're not really Yotze, but you get credit for that, right? You get a lot of credit in Shemayim for doing the best you can, right? I don't like it when people say, well, Hashem, you know, he understands that this is what works for me. What works for you is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants you to follow the Shulchan Aruch. He wants you to follow the Mishnah Berurah, right? But there are times when that's not possible. You do the best you can. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that. But when the time comes that you have a chance to rectify it, then you go ahead and rectify it. But never make the cheshbonos that, you know, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really care if I do it this way, if I do it that way? The answer is he does. Right, again, that's where we went into details about things that he can or cannot, when you can do things be Hirhor and or not do things be Hirhor, because again, if you're in a dirty place, you can't even do the Hirhor, right? All you can do, let's say, right, you're in a mamish in a bathroom. What we talk about is you're in a prison cell, right, where there are toilets or whatever. You don't have the option of going ahead and being mahayher either. You can't do that because you're not allowed to be mahayher in a place of a makom metunuf. But you can say, look, I would love to bench, I would love to daven, and just that I can't, halacha says I can't, and feel bad, and then you get some credit for that as well. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Yesh mishomer debal habayis im bonov v'ish tetzarach v'arach b'kol rom k'dei sheyetu b'berchaso. Okay, there are those who say that a Baal HaBayis with his family, his children and his wife, should bench out loud so they can be Yotze. Well, let's see what that means. So Gimel, B'kol Rom, Hayinu k'she'enem b'kin b'atam l'varach v'hem yotz m'shmios menu. They don't know how to bench, right? Certainly possible women back in the day did not know how to read, couldn't bench, right? So he would say the benching out loud, and the kids didn't know how to bench. V'yesh ha'kaz tov li'om l'varach b'kol Rom, k'akol ma'or ha'kavon, there are those who say it's always best to bench out loud, because that gives you better kavana. The proprietor of Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, especially with Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, Yishka Chayidezeh Lahaskar Mein Amoro, then you will remember to make sure you say Ritzer Yalav Yavo. Now, this clearly was the practice in America for most families, the whole family would bench out loud together, right? More for Chinuch than anything else. It's not really the case here. The case here is that they're just going to listen. But, okay. Now, look at the Be'er Halacha. Yesh Mi Shomer. He says, I am Magen Ram Shehekshe. Harei Milsa Depshitei. Right? I mean, we need a Halacha to say that if your family doesn't know how to bench, that you go ahead and you tell them that you bench out loud and tell them to listen. The Lama Kosseh B'Shem Yesh Mi Shomer. Why is it a Yesh Omer? Be'anach Mosh Teretz Birka Yosef Na'ashom. Dehai Yesh Mi Shomer Sphere Lake Yeshitas Rashi. Right, that he could be motzi them even if they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. That's why he says the Yesh Mishomer Mishum Delikar Din Sfirlei LeMachaber Kshita Shari Poskim HaMachmir Mazet. Most people hold you cannot be Yotze if you don't. You cannot be Yotze listening to someone speaking Hebrew if you don't speak Hebrew. You'd have to read it yourself. Meaning, so he brings it as a Yesh Mishomer because there's no choice, right? They don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. They can't read it themselves. They don't know how to read or whatever. And therefore, this is the better option, even though according to many, it does not really work. Okay, Dalit. I feel in the shtaker kol kachach any yachal ledaber karoi yachal levarach birchas hamazon. So we know for Shmon Esrei, there's a prohibition of davening Shmon Esrei if you have any level of shichrus. Now we're saying that, I mean, if you're stone drunk, obviously you can't knock on a bench, but if you're slurring your words, right? Nonetheless, you can bench. Okay, so he says in dal yachal levarach birchas hamazon to see yachalta v'savata. Uve rachta, v'afilu medumdum. Perishin yachal davakor. Means someone who can't speak properly. Umi sovata kadayik leish. Shematzkan from shachar svi adam omid shikr. Because often after a person is full, he can't really talk so well. He drank too much. Right, we're going to talk more about that later. Okay, we'll start. Hey, right? He says, "In beirach v'haysed soa kinegdo." If he benched and there's soa in front of him, oshahayas shikar perisagamri, totally drunk. Nistapku hatoyses arashim tzarach lachse devarach shumer glam shitchen chosavarach. Right, we know for Shimon Esrei, you're not yotze if there's soa there. We know for if you're a shikar, you shouldn't daven. Right here, we're saying that if you had soa in front of you, right, it's a suffix whether you have to bench again. But if it's just mei raglaim, it's not a problem. Okay, so we will do hey, and then we will stop. Okay, im beirach v'hayso, if he made the bracha and had a soa there, ratzom to betfila kaim lon leil b'simin ayin v'ad mishim hispal motzah tzolak negdo. We know by Shimon Esrei, if you find soa within your Dalet Amos, right, in a place where you could have expected there to be soa, and you didn't bother checking, you have to go ahead and daven again. Same rule for Kriyashma. Do we say the same thing for Berachas Hamazon? That you finish benching, you turn around, there's a big pile of soa there. Odoma shiny berach samazon de kila mahasa. Maybe it's a little more lenient. Tari b'shasli avshachal davvnei melech kaimelon de al yispali. Because we already said by someone who's drunk, we said you don't daven. But a lenient berach samazon v'adei malta b'shasli. But we do allow it for benching. So maybe for benching, right, we'll have a different standard for tzoa that you didn't know was there. Okay, even though you should have suspected, maybe you are yotze nonetheless. Okay, we will stop there. Looks like we don't have enough people or anybody to do it Shabbos day. Jimmy, what's going on Matzi Shabbos by you?
I'm available.
You're available? Okay, Dovi, you're staying Sunday, right?
Yep.
And David, you're staying Sunday also, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's call it for, we'll do the same thing, 10:45 at my house for those who are around on Matzah Shabbos.
Okay.
Okay. We'll see you then. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Okay, 10:45.
Okay.
Okay.